Belgrad, 25. November 2007, Bhagavad Gita Klasse.
Gita, 7th chapter, text 13 and 14.
Čitamo iz Bhagavad Gita, 7. poglavlje, stihovi 13 i 14.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tribhya gunamaye bhavai. Ebi sarvam idam jagat. Mohitam abhijanati mam abhyaparam avyayam. Aibhija gunamaye mama maitratya. Amevaye prapatyante mayam itam tarantite.
Prevod, stiha broj 13. Opsednjen uticajem triju guna, vrline strasti i neznanja, čitav svijet ne poznaje mene, koji sam iznad guna i neiscrpan, smisao Šila Prabhupada. Čitav svijet je opsednjen uticajem triju guna materijalne prirode. Oni koji su zbunjeni tim gunama, ne mogu shvatiti da je svešnji gospodin Krišna transcendentalan prema ovoj materijalnoj prirodi. Svako živo biće pod uticajem materijalne prirode ima određenu vrstu tela i u skladu s tim određenu vrstu psiholoških i bioloških aktivnosti. Ta tela postoje četiri vrste ljudi koje djeluju pod uticajem triju guna materijalne prirode. Oni koji su samo pod uticajem gune vrline se zovu bramane. Oni koji su samo pod uticajem gune strasti se zovu kšatrije. Oni koji su pod uticajem guna strasti i neznanja se zovu vaišije. Oni koji su potpuno u neznanju se zovu šudre. A oni koji su niži od njih su životinje i žive životinskim životom. Međutim, tajna banja nisu trajna. Ja mogu biti brahmana, kšatrija, vaišija ili nešto drugo. U svakom slučaju, ovaj život je privremen. Ali, mada je život privremen i mada ne znamo šta ćemo biti u sljedećem životu, pod opsenom iluzorne energije posmatramo sebe u okvirima telesnog shvatanja života i tako mislimo da smo Amerikanac, Indijac, Rus ili Brahmana, Hindus, Musliman itd. Ako se zapletemo u gune materijalne prirode, zaboravljamo svevišnju božansku ličnost koja stoji iza tih guna. Tako gospodin Krišna kaže da živa bića opsednjena gunama ne shvataju da iza materijalne prirode stoji svevišnja božanska ličnost. Postoje razne vrste živih bića, ljudska bića, polubogovi, životinje itd. I svako od njih je pod uticajem materijalne prirode. Sva ta živa bića su zaboravila transcendentalnu božansku ličnost. Oni koji su pod uticajem guna strasti i neznanja, pa čak i oni koji su utemeljeni u guni vrline, ne mogu napredovati dalje od shvatanja da je apsolutna istina bezlični brahman. Zbunjeni su pred svevišnjim gospodinom u njegovom ličnom obliku, koji posjeduje svu lepotu, obilje, znanje, snagu, slavu i odvojenost. Ako ga čak ni osobe u vrlini ne mogu shvatiti, kakve ima nade za one koji su pod uticajem strasti i neznanja? Svjesnost Krišne je transcendentalna prema sve tri gune materijalne prirode i oni koji su zaista utemeljeni u svjesnosti Krišne su istinski oslobođeni. I stih 14. The verse number 14 also?
Maybe the verse you can read.
Znači stih 14, jedno poglavlje. kaže, ovu moju božansku energiju, koja se sastoji od tri gune materijalne prirode, teško je nadići. Ali oni koji su se predali meni, mogu je lako nadići.
So, Hare Krishna together.
Hare Krishna, svima zajedno.
Nice to see you.
Lepo je videti vas.
So, also, it's not only surprising for you that I'm here, it's also a surprise for me.
Nije iznenađenje samo za vas, jer sam ja ovdje, također iznenađenje za mene.
I'm very sorry that I only could come in short notice.
Jako mi je žao što sam mogao doći samo preko jedne kratke poruke sam se javio.
But somehow by Krishna's arrangement it opened something so that I could come this year, as I already promised.
Krišćanim aranžmanom, ja sam bio napomenuo u stvari ranije da ću možda doći u ovom periodu, ali Krišćanom milošću i aranžmanom nešto se desilo, tako da sam mogao doći da održim svoje obećanje.
So, so maybe you didn't, you maybe forgot that I promised to some that I come this year.
Ali možda ste zaboravili da sam nekima od vas obećao da ću doći ove godine.
Somebody remembers?
Neki od vas se sećaju?
It's only a few.
Samo nekolicina.
That means actually will not be so much a big problem if I will not come.
To znači da ne bi bio veliki problem da nisam došao.
Nobody would recognize it.
Niko ne bi to ni primetio.
But yeah, no, because I promised to a few that to come, so I so Krishna this time he didn't want that I break my promise.
Ali pošto sam nekolicini, Bhakta obećao da ću doći, Krishna nije želeo da prekršim svoje obećanje.
So, therefore I'm somehow that could come here by his mercy.
Na neki način sam mogao doći ovdje u njegovom mošću.
Have some association with you and happy to see some new faces also.
Da ima malo druženja ovdje sa vama i također sam sretan da vidim neka nova lica također.
Some even very old ones. I knew from very long, even from last millennium, you know, but I didn't met in this millennium.
Čak neki od vas, kao što je Jack Nesha Raktavu, poznajem još iz prošlog milenijuma, ali još ga nisam ni video u ovom milenijumu.
I don't even know his name anymore, it's because it's from last millennium his name was Guneshwara. In this millennium I don't know what's his name.
Jai Guneshwara.
Jai Guneshwara. That means it's the right words for you, eh?
U prošlom milenijumu imao ime Guneshwara, sada mi ne znam kako se zove. A pravi Guneshwara se sad zove Jai Guneshwara, tako da se pominje čak i u ovom stihu.
No, Guna means this verse 14, we read it again. Daivi Esha Gunamayi.
Gunamayi znači koja se sastoji od tri gune materijalne prirode.
But I didn't choose it because of you. I didn't know that you are here, sorry. It's nothing to do with you.
Nisam izrao ovaj stik zbog tebe, nisam ni znao da si ovdje, tako da se izvinjavam.
But guna means guna, rope, like bondage.
Ali guna znači uže, kao kad je neko vezan.
So there are three gunas, sattva, rača, tama.
Postoje tri gune koje se zovu sattva, rajas i tama.
Hope some of you will learn, in meantime learn some Sanskrit. So at least these three words you should know, besides of Krishna.
Nadam se da su neki od vas u međuvremenu učili nešto malo sanskrita, bar te tri reči pored reči Krishna.
Like this sattvic nature. Sattvic nature means mode of goodness.
Kao što postoji priroda u vrlini, sattvična priroda, to je priroda u vrlini.
Like those of you maybe heard now about newcomers, about Ayurveda, it's very popular now.
Baš kao neki od vas možda koji su nedavno došli u naše društvo, možda ste čuli nešto Ayurvedi, ona je danas veoma popularna.
So there's also different kinds of modes or how to say humors.
Tako da postoje u skladu sa tri gunama i tri različita raspoloženja.
It's a mode of goodness, he's very optimistic.
Onaj koji guni vrlina je veoma optimističan.
Positive is never how say dragged down or discouraged by some negative things.
Uvijek je pozitivan i nikad nije obeskrbljen i nikad ga ne povuku na dole neke negativne stvari.
So he always stays positive. Think positive, you heard about this.
On uvijek ostaje pozitivan. Razmišljajte pozitivno.
Very popular nowadays in modern society also. think positive.
To je danas veoma popularno u modernom društvu. Razmišljajte pozitivno.
But to think positive, one cannot stay in tamakuna, in ignorance. Tamakuna means ignorance.
Ali da bi razmišljao pozitivno, čovjek ne može ostati u tamaguni, jer tamaguna znači neznanje.
So if we are in the mode of ignorance, it means if our consciousness is covered, always depressive, morose, unhappy.
Ali ako smo guni neznanja, i ako je naša svjesno stalno onako depresivna, stalno smo neraspoloženi, melankolični i tako dalje.
Very much attached to hallucination and smoking and taking all kinds of drugs, intoxicants.
Iako smo jako vezani za intoksikante, za droge, za razne vrste tih stvari koje menjaju svjesnost.
Becoming enlivened in the night time and become very down in the daytime.
Postanemo jako uzbuđeni kad je noć, a preko dana smo kolapsirani skroz.
So this maybe you know some kind of such people.
I možda neki od vas znaju nekog od te vrste ljudi.
They become very much encouraged. They only become alive after 10 o'clock at night.
I oni postanu uživljeni jedino nakon 10 sati uveče.
And the more it goes into the night, 12, 1, 2 o'clock, then they become more and more fired up.
I sve što ide noć dalje, 1 sat iza ponoći, 2 sata iza ponoći, sve više i više postaju vatreni i uživljeni.
Completely opposite of the person in the mode of sattva, goodness.
Potpuno suprotno od osobe koja guni vrline.
He becomes very much tired already when the sun goes down. No, sometimes it starts already 6-7 nowadays or 5. The person who is more into goodness, he becomes very sleepy at night.
A osoba koja guni vrline, čim sunce zađe, njoj već počne da se spava. Evo danas u 7, u 6, čak i u 5 sunce zađe, takva osoba već i se spava.
And it becomes very enlivened during the morning time, and when the sun rises.
I postane veoma oživljena kada sunce izlazi tokom jutra.
Therefore we have in German the saying, Morgenstunde hat gold im Munde. The morning hours has gold in the mouth.
I zato postoji jedna izreka na nemačkom, da jutarnji sati imaju zlato u ustima.
That means if the morning hours is for people in the mode of goodness, the people in the tamaguna and darkness, they sleep in the morning hours.
I ljudi koji su guni vrline, to su sati koji su za njih, oni su budni tokom tih sati. A ljudi koji su u tamasu, oni spavaju kad je to vreme.
They think, your eyes already in the morning now. Better I sleep until 12 and then I rise maybe gradually and then...
A osobe koje su tamo, su oni misle, sad je jutro, ma bolje da se ja naspam do 12, pa ću onda polako da ustane.
And maybe go to a little work and then in the night I become alive and then I go to party, I go to my clubs.
I onda odu nešto malo da rade. I onda kad padne večer, opet postanu oživljeni, odu u klubove i tamo plešu.
I'm meeting my friends, we're playing some cards and some chess together.
Tamo će svesti svoje prijatelji, gdje ćemo karte ili šak zajedno.
Or go to the disco.
Ili ćemo ići u disco.
And they go mostly till morning at 5 o'clock.
I uglavnom oni ostanu tamo do 5 sati.
And of course, if you go in bed at 5 o'clock, then the whole day is finished.
I naravno, ako odete na spavanje u krevet u 5 sati ujutro, cijel dan je gotovo.
Because everyone has to sleep.
Zato što svako mora da spava.
So sleeping at the proper time is not wrong. It's in the mode of goodness. It's needed. It's life.
Da spavanje u pravilno vreme uopšte nije nešto pogrešno. To je također iz osobu guni vrline i to je ispravno.
But we should not sleep too long and also not too short.
Ali ne trebamo spavati ni previše, ni premalo.
Because in the Bhagavatam state, the sleeping is very much in connection with intelligence.
Jer u Bhagavatamu je rečeno da je spavanje veoma povezano sa inteligencijom.
People who sleep too much and the wrong time, not they're always in the... They're not in, really in conscious, real in consciousness, always in the hallucination.
Ljudi koji spavaju previše, i uvijek u pogrešno vrijeme, čak nemaju ni svjesnost kako treba, nego su uvijek u nekoj vrsti halucinacije.
I feel very much this mind, you know, this subtle, like hovering, like they are not really in touch with the body.
I oni osjećaju te vibracije uma i kao da nisu u kontaktu sa svojim telom.
And the person who the person who sleeps too less, no? Then he cannot concentrate properly, also not.
A osoba koja spava premalo, ona se također ne može dobro koncentrisati.
Spaced out. So it's needed at a minimum sleep six and a half, seven, depends on your nature, up to eight and a half hours actually is recommended.
I takva osoba je stalno rasplinuta. Ali preporučeno je da spavamo od 6.5, 7, 7.5 pa do 8 nekih sati.
Whatever we sleep too much then takes energy and if it takes sleep too less, no, we are also not productive enough.
Ako spavamo previše, to će nam uzeti energiju, a ako spavamo premalo, nećemo moći biti produktivni.
Therefore, we should try to, yogi should try to balance. Yoga means balancing.
I zato onaj koji je yogi, on bi to trebao pokušati da balansira, da uravnoteži.
Tranquility, that means to keep this somehow other balanced in this tama and rajaguna, not to become too much influenced of these modes too. I would say, of especially dragging down consciousness.
Tako da jogi bi trebao biti u stanju da bude izbalansiran ili uravnotežen, tako da ga te niže gune ne povuku previše na dole.
Therefore yoga doesn't immediately begin in transcendence, it means by balancing then our nature, our humors.
Zato yoga ne počinje sa transcendencijom, već počinje sa uravnoteživanjem ili sa balansiranjem.
There's these three modes of nature, raja, tama, and sattva, mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance.
Tako da postoje te tri gune, guna vrline, guna strasti, guna neznanje.
So, and somebody who is can control these three guna is called Guneshvara.
I onaj ko može da kontroliše te tri gune, on se zove Guneshvara.
It's called Guneshvara. Ishvara means a master.
Ishvara znači gospodar.
A master means somebody who has something under control. If you have nothing in control, that means you are not a master, then you are a servant.
Gospodar znači to je ona osoba koja ima nešto pod svojom kontrolom. Ako nemate ništa pod svojom kontrolom, onda niste gospodar, već sluga.
Sluga, you know? Slave.
Rob.
And you're like slave, you just have to serve somebody.
Jedno smo kao robovi, moramo nekog služiti.
Somebody who cannot keep himself under control, no, he has to always serve, even if he doesn't want. Even if he doesn't want, he has to serve.
Yes. I takva osoba čak i da ne želi, ona mora nekom da služi.
So in this material world, we all have to serve someone, as long we are not our master.
Tako da u ovom materijalnom svetu uvek moramo nekoga služiti, sve dok ne postanemo svoji gospodari.
So we have to serve. You have to serve externally somebody, and you also have to serve your senses internally.
Morate spolja nekoga služiti, a također iznutra morate služiti svoja čula.
And of all the senses, the most difficult to control is the tongue.
A od svih čula najteže za kontrolisanje koje je to je jezik.
Because we have all experience with it, not?
Svi imamo iskustvo sa time, sad, ne?
Tongue is always dragging us, taste this, trace that.
Jezik je svoje kuće, pamo tamo, probaj ono.
We have taste of all kinds of different directions.
Imamo
and levels.
Ukus za sve pravce i za sve
higher, lower, middle,
i za sve nivoje.
Right, left,
levo, desno, gore, dole, sredina,
napred, all kinds of taste, the tongue is dragging us. Taste, I want to taste it.
U svim pracima nas jezik vuče, probaj, želim da probam.
So in this way we taste all kinds of food, all kinds of drinks.
Tako da probamo razne vrste hrane, razne vrste pića.
Even smoking a cigarette has to do something with the taste, with the tongue.
Čak i pušenje cigareta ima neke veze sa čulom ukusom, sa jezikom.
And so as long we are using this, as long we have the tongue not under control, we are slave of the tongue.
I sve dok nemamo svoj jezik pod kontrolom, mi smo sluga ili rob jezika.
Actually, the human being, our senses, we have five very strong senses.
Kao ljudska bića mi imamo pet veoma jakih čula.
We have the tongue, we have our eyes, the eyesight.
Imamo svoj jezik, imamo oči,
we have ears to hear.
Imamo uši da čujemo.
We have smell,
smell something. Da umirišemo nešto.
And we have the biggest sense of all, it's the skin.
Imamo najveće čula od svih, to je koža.
The skin is considered the biggest of all the senses because it's all over our body.
Koža se smatra najvećim čulom. Zato što je rasprostranjeno širom cijelog našeg tijela.
And the skin is also a sense because we can feel. We can feel pain, we can feel heat, cold, nice feelings.
I koža također čula, zato što pomoć nje možemo osjetiti bol, toplotu, hladnoću, prijatna osjećanja.
So therefore we human beings, we are attracted by all these different senses in all directions. Let's feel,
tako da
let's
mi...
smell, let's see something, let's hear something, let's taste something.
Tako da mi kao ljudska bića stalno nešto vuče od tih čula. Hajde nešto lepo da vidim, da probam, da mirišem, da čujem.
And above these five senses is the sixth sense.
I iznad tih pet čula je šesto čula.
Um. Not om.
Ne om, nego um.
The mind.
The mind.
The German, the Geist. The mind is the central of all the six of the five senses.
Um je središte svih šest čula.
Besides of that, we have also five working senses.
Pored toga također imamo pet čula za delovanje.
Like the footballer to kick something.
Kao fudbaler neko mora da šutira nešto.
Sometimes he also uses the head.
Također neki put i glavu koriste.
Call it a sit asan.
To se zove sit asan.
Sit-down, you know? Sit-down, footballer.
Zidan.
Ah, sit-down.
To se zove Ča. Zidan asana. Zato je pobalan onaj zidan što je na svjetskom prvenstvu ono glavo tamo cveknulo.
I see you are not so much into football.
Vidim da ne gledate baš futbol.
Because Yugoslavia is not in the European Championship this year.
Jer Jugoslavia ne ide ove godine na evropsko prvenstvo.
Kicked out.
Izbačena.
Okay. Put a Croatia in.
Ali kratka je za kupala.
Good. So we're kicking with the foot.
Šutiramo sa stopalima.
We are also walking with the foot.
Hodamo sa stopalima.
We are taking with the hands or giving with the hands.
Uzimamo sa rukama, dajemo sa rukama.
Eating with the hands is also a sense.
Jedemo sa rukama, znači ruke su tako.
Then we also have genital.
Imamo
recreate.
Imamo
progeny.
Za potomstvo, stvaranje potomstva.
Anus for evacuation.
Imamo izlazni otvor na telu iz koga izbacujemo otpadne materije.
And then we also have the sense of speech.
I također imamo čulo govor.
Speech, that we can speak is also a sense. The speaking sense.
Govor je također čulo, to je čulo govor. So
therefore we have in total 11 senses.
Tako da sve zajedno kad saberemo imamo 11 čula.
You are aware about it all the time?
Da li ste svesni toga? Stalno.
As human beings, we have 11 senses.
Da kao ljudska bića imamo 11 čula.
So and they're always working.
I ona u tih 11 čula uvijek radi.
Only if you sleep, you know, then only the subtle body is working.
I kad spavamo, onda jedino suptilno tijelo funkcionira.
And then if the subtle body is very much active on impression of the day, then also the body cannot rest properly in the night.
A ako je suptilno tijelo veoma pod utiscima koji su se odigrali tokom dana, onda i grubo tijelo ne može lepo da se odmori tokom noći.
Therefore it's very important what kind of impressions and what kinds of activities we perform in the day, during the daytime.
I zato je veoma važno kakve impresije skupljamo tokom dana i šta nam se dešava unutar uma.
Because according to these activities we are getting certain kinds of impressions in the mind.
I kakve aktivnosti radimo, zato što u skladu s tim aktivnostima dobijamo određene utiske unutar uma.
Then we have certain kinds of dreams, positive, negative, or mixes.
I onda imamo razne vrste snova, kao što su pozitivni, negativni, kombinovani.
Or feel sleep, wake up all the time, and feel not really peaceful sleep.
Ili tokom cijele noći se budimo i nemamo miran san.
If the sleep is not peaceful, that means something in our daily life is not proper, is not in balance.
Ako naše spavanje nije mirno, to znači da tokom dana nešto nije u redu s našim aktivnostima, nisu izbalansirane.
Therefore a yogi who wants to reach transcendence, he has to learn first to balance his life.
Zato yogi koji želi da dostigne transcendenciju, on prvo što mora uraditi to je da nauči da uravnoteži i izbalansira svoj život.
For that he is using daily exercises, asanas.
I za, da bi to postigao koristi dnevne vežbe ili asane.
Or some other kinds of exercises who are in the mode of goodness, if possible.
Neke druge vrste vežbi koje su u guni vrline, ako je moguće.
Yoga becomes very popular nowadays, and so many yoga student people learn some yoga exercises.
Danas je yoga postala jako popularna. Imamo jako puno yoga studija u kojima ljudi uče razne vežbe.
Or also some Chinese techniques or Japanese.
Također postoji razne kineske i japanske tehnike.
So there's it's a mode of goodness. If you are too much sport or too much over extensive, too much work, too much emphasis in it, it's in the mode of passion and ignorance.
Ako smo jako aktivni, previše radimo, to je onda guni strasti i neznanja.
Therefore, even the sport should not be overactive.
Tako da čak ni sportisti ne trebaju biti previše.
Should not be too much sportive and also not less.
Ne treba da se previše baviti sportom, ali ni premalo.
We are all extremists, as you know.
Mi smo obično ekstremisti, kao što znamo.
Either we don't do anything for our body, for health, or some sport, or some activity like that.
Ili ne radimo ništa za naše zdravlje, neku jogu, neki sport, neke aktivnosti takve vrste.
Or then we want to become a full champion, like a professional.
Ili odjednom želimo da postanemo vrhunski šampion.
Then we want to become like everyone has some idol.
Kao što sad znamo, svaki ima nekog idola.
Footballer, tennis player.
Igrača tenisa.
Or any kind of these sports.
Ili bilo koju vrstu tih sportova.
Handball, I think, and basketball is very popular here, not in Serbia. So mislim, there are also many big stars, maybe.
Mislim da ovdje u Srbiji su vrlo popularni odbojka i košarka, tako da vjerojatno imate neke zvezde.
I also want to become like him or like her.
Želim da postanem kao ona ili
let's,
on.
Let's work hard, you know, for it.
Ajde sad da radim teško da bi to postiglo.
And then we do it, you know, because we are not trained and we don't have a proper trainer. Then we get already muscle pain after the first exercise.
I onda, pošto nemamo dobrog trenera i pošto nismo istrenirani, već poslije prvog treninga dobijemo upalu mišića.
And then you become already discouraged. Oh, this is pain, that pain, this pain. Here, back pain, everything pain, I cannot go anymore.
I onda postanemo veoma obeskrabreni, joj imam bolove svuda, ma ja ne mogu tim da se bavim.
Well, sometimes one breaks something or hurt something.
Ponekad čovjek i slomi nešto ili povredi nešto.
Then one gives up the sport.
I onda osoba napusti sport.
This is because of mode of ignorance and passion.
I to je zbog guna, neznanja i strasti.
So therefore yoga, you cannot hurt anything unless you over-exercise again. Everywhere you can do too much fanatical.
Ali u jogi ne možete se povrediti, naravno, ako ne preterate i ako radite pravilno.
But after all, also devotees to do some kind of exercises, light exercises, to keep the body fit.
Tako da i za bhakte je veoma važno rade neke vrste vežbi, da bi održali telo u dobrom stanju, neke lagane vežbe.
No, and then we also do pranayam, some breathing exercises.
Također da radimo pranayamu, vežbe disanja.
Because most of the people don't breathe properly, even out, ljudi, deep.
I većina ljudi uopšte ne diše pravilno. Čak dišu na usta, ne znam kako da dišu.
Or we are breathing only the beautiful air in the towns, in the cities.
Ili dišemo samo predivan vazduh u gradovima.
And then you don't have to smoke anymore and take any drugs, you're already intoxicated.
Danas više ne morate ni da pušite ni da se drogirate, samo idete u grad i već ste ošamućeni.
Yeah, therefore it's very important for city people to go in a park or out in the nature sometimes.
I zato je veoma važno za gradske ljude da odu u prirodu ponekad u neki park.
Mm. Or at least do some proper breathing in your home, you know, some deep breathing for
ili bar da raditi neke vežbe disanja.
A few times a day, 5 minutes.
Vežbe dubokog disanja, 5 puta dnevno.
Deep in and out. Not only in, also out.
Breathing. Nekoliko puta dnevno po 5 minuta. I da odišete i da izdišete pravilno.
So both sides breathing is very important.
Tako da oba dve strane disanja su veoma bitne.
Breathing and these exercises help us to keep body and mind balanced.
Tako da te vežbe disanja i yoga nam pomažu da održimo telo i um uravnoteženim ili izbalansiranim.
Of course, maybe now you have seen some slideshow or some lectures from devotees where they explain how they do exercise in the Himalayas.
Naravno, danas možete vidjeti neki slideshow ili filmove gdje bhakte objašnjavaju kako rade vežbe joge u Himalajima.
Or what kind of exercises they, or maybe I've seen a slideshow or some lecture or presentation about Kumbh Mela.
Ili možete vidjeti neki slide show ili lekciju ili prezentaciju o Kumbh Meli.
And then you see their yogis, you know, you will not believe, you know, how they look. They're onda, completely vidite, naked.
Kad vidite one jogije, prosto ne povjerujete kako izgledaju, potpuno nagi.
Almost nothing on it anymore in their body. I'll say completely skinny.
Potpuno su naked, mršavi, goli.
Long matted hair locks.
Imaju onako one predove i takvu vrstu kose.
And they make all kinds of bracelets, like, you know, these bracelets, you know, these breads, you know, work like that.
Yeah, imaju one predove.
They make all kinds of exercises.
I rade sve one vrste nekih čudnih vežbi, lomataju se.
Not possible for us.
Što nije moguće za nas.
And it's also not needed, this kind of tapasya.
A također nije ni potrebna takva vrsta strogosti.
A certain tapasya or discipline is needed.
A određena vrsta strogosti ili discipline je potrebna.
Even if you want to become successful in your family life, in your job, make a career, you have to have some discipline.
Čak i da želite da postanete uspješni u svojoj porodici, na svom poslu, u svojoj karijeri, morate imati određenu vrstu discipline.
One has to be fixed on a certain goal that one wants to reach.
Osoba mora biti usredsređena na određeni cilj koji želi da postigne.
One has to renounce certain things because they are not faithful that I can reach the goal.
Osoba mora odbaciti određene stvari koje nisu povoljne, koje smetaju da se taj cilj dostigne.
So there's also discipline, there's also austerity needed.
Tako da tu je također potrebna disciplina i strogost.
To become a movie star, to become a champion, or a professional, a successful professional, means that there's a lot of austerity and work behind it.
Da bi postali šampion, filmska zvezda, prvi u nečemu, iza toga je puno, puno strogosti.
Don't have to criticize them.
I ne trebate ih kritikovati.
Oh, look how rich they are, how famous they are.
Oh, vidi kako su oni poznati.
Oh, just how they are doing, what they are doing.
Oh, vidi šta oni rade.
They always have tendency to speak bad about this and this and that.
Mi imamo tendenciju da uvek pričamo negativno i ovome, i onome tamo.
Oh, this is actually kind of an enemy, because if I would have it, the opportunity, I also would do the same.
Ali to je zapravo samo jedna vrsta zavisti. Jer kad bih ja imao tu priliku, ja bih radio isto.
Well, do the same.
Radio bih isto.
Like in the 19th century, you know, where in England only the aristocrat could go to university.
Baš kao u Engleskoj u 19. veku, jedino su aristokrate mogli da idu na fakultet.
They were considered the top.
I oni su bili smatrani najvišim.
Everyone who were not aristocrat, these aristocrats looking at them, you are nobody, you know, they would spit on you, they would not recognize you.
I te aristokrate, kad bi došao bilo koliko nije aristokrata, oni bi se na njih gledali onako sa visinom, rekli, ma ko si ti nisi niko i ništa, ajde gubi se.
But then the other students, who were not aristocrat, they thought, yeah, we want to show them that we are also good. We can also be like them.
A onda drugi studenti koji nisu bili aristokrate, oni su rekli, ma sad ćemo mi vama da pokažemo da smo i mi dobri, iako nismo aristokrati.
And then they made a very big endeavor, you know, to become practically better than the smart aristocratic students.
I onda su napravili veliki napor i veliki trud su uložili da pokažu da mogu biti bolji od aristokratskih studenta.
And then these people from these lower grades of the society who make an endeavor to become also big or recognized in the society, they became the title snobby.
I onda oni ljudi iz nižih slojeva društva koji su napravili veliki napor i uložili veliki trud da bi također postali prepoznati, onda su dobili titulu snobovi.
So now you know where this word snob is coming from.
I sad znate odakle ta reč snob
potiče. It comes from the 19th century, from the students, you know, who were also from the lower grades, who actually wanted to also become big students.
Potiče iz 19. veka od tih studenta iz nižih slojeva društva, koji su također hteli da dođu u više slojeva društva pomoću studiranja.
And who wanted to make who also made a career then.
I koji su također onda napravili karijeru.
Actually, snob means nobility. Snob means S punkt the nobility. That means it's an address, you know, for the students, you know, that they are noble ones. Nobility?
Something like
noble, successful, good person.
Aha. I onda su imali tu snob. S tačka nob. Nob označava nobility ili neko ko je onako uspešan, uzvišen.
S is sign, S-E-N-E, sign. Sign is in old English, it's not existing anymore. Sign means your nobility. No, I address you, your nobility.
Goranga, možda mi pomoći samo da je Goranga prija. Goranga, da li to negdje? Aha, drugo da mi pomoći samo kako se ovo prevodi.
A ja sam Goranga po tijelu.
Anyway, so, but then this ultimately, these people became the same like the other ones, you know. The first they were speaking bad about them, you know, and they were thought only they are the rich and the good ones, and so now also won't become. And then they became like them, and they were looking about others and spitting on them and thought, oh, you are nobody.
Eto, u početku šta su oni uradili? Prvo su govorili ima, vi oni su niko i ništa, ma ne valje oni ništa. I onda kad su oni došli gore na vrh, onda su oni opet počeli da gledaju isto kao i prethodni ovi, aristokrati nove dome, ma ovi ništa ne valjaju, počeli su da pljuju po njima.
Actually, snob is somebody who only thinks that what I do, that music what I listen, or what I like, that is the best and the only thing that is existing.
A snob je zapravo ona osoba koja misli jedino to što ja radim, jedino ta muzika koju ja slušam i ono što se meni sviđa, jedino to postoji i to vredi.
And everyone who is not listening this and can appreciate this music what I like, he's nobody.
A onaj ko ne ceni tu muziku koju ja slušam, on je niko i ništa.
And so in this way, those who think only my music style is the real music style, they're also snobs.
I oni koji smatraju jedino moj muzički stil je pravi muzički stil i oni su također snobovi.
Also think only that what I read is the real thing, you know. And everyone else it's a nonsense, you know. It's a fool. It's also snob.
I jedino onaj također i onaj koji misli jedino to što ja čitam to valja, a što drugi čitaju to ne valja ništa, to je također snob.
So because snob means it's a consciousness or the false identification. I am something very important. I'm a very VIP man, yeah. or woman, and everyone else who is not on my level, you know, they're nobody.
I šta je taj snob? On je u stvari osoba koja je veoma naduvena i misli jedino ja valjam, ja vredim, a svi ovi ostali oni ne vrede ništa.
And of course, with this kind of mentality, there never can be peace in this world.
I naravno s tom vrstom mentaliteta nikad ne može biti mira u ovome svijetu.
Even the snob, you know, who thinks like that, he never can become satisfied.
A i ti snobovi koji tako razmišljaju nikad ne mogu postati zadovoljni.
Because a snob always thinks, you know, there's somebody who is better than me. No, or my neighbor has a better car than me, or he has a nicer house than me. I also need something like that.
Jer snob uvek razmišlja, aha, moj komšija ima bolju kuću nego ja, ovaj ima bolju ženu nego ja, onaj treći ima bolji auto nego ja, ja također to moram da imam.
Therefore, it's always a lack, I need something.
I uvek mu nešto nedostaje.
I'm missing something.
Uvek ima neki nedostatak, nešto mu fali.
and the people were lowered, always think, oh, I also have to do something. I'm also missing something. Therefore, I have to do. Therefore, everyone in this material world do not think something. I have a lack, although we have so much.
I tako da svi ljudi u ovom svijetu razmišljaju i meni nešto fali, ja mi još nešto moram da postignem, iako imamo svi toliko puno.
And this is a material world.
I to je materijalni
svijet. As long as we don't come to our real self inside, the soul, Atma Tattva, realize our real spiritual identity, we always hankering after something.
Sve dok ne shvatimo svoj pravi duhovni identitet, uvek žudimo za nečim.
And then if we get something temporarily, we feel ourselves successful and happy.
I onda ako dobijemo nešto privremeno, osjećamo se uspešni i srećni.
And if we don't achieve it, or if we lose it, then we feel, oh, finish, I'm useless, lost, I'm a loser,
ako
I'm lost.
To, i ako ne dobijemo to što smo htjeli, da se osjećamo, oh, ja sam gubitnik, ništa.
What we actually lost?
Ali šta smo zapravo izgubili?
Only lost our, I would say, only our false ego thinks you lost something.
Jedino smo izgubili stvari koje su povezane sa našim lažnim ja.
But if we analyze what we have, you know, we see we have so many things.
Ali ako analiziramo šta imamo, možemo vidjeti da imamo toliko puno stvari.
After all, what is the most important good that a human being can have?
I na kraju krajeva, šta je to najveće dobro ili najveća vrijednost koju ljudsko biće može da ima?
What you would say?
Šta bi vi rekli?
Consciousness. Good consciousness.
Dobra svjesnost.
Somebody else?
Guru.
Duhovni učitelj.
Yeah.
Happiness.
Sreća.
Huh?
Happiness.
Sreća. Yeah. Good.
Ljubav prema Bogu.
Love.
Love.
Ljubav.
Love to God. Ljubav prema Bogu.
Yeah, that's all good, you know. But as long as you don't have good health, everything else, all this doesn't help you.
Da, sve je to na mjestu, ali sve dok je nemamo dobro zdravlje, sve ovo drugo vam neće pomoći.
Because even if you have a good guru, if you have not good health, you always be under the impression of your body and mind.
Čak i nemate dobro guru, ako nemate dobro zdravlje, uvijek ćete biti pod impresijom i ljudiskom svojih telesnih bolova, ovih problema.
I'm frustrated. I cannot follow instruction of my guru because I cannot rise early in the morning. I cannot have sadhana. I cannot sleep properly. My body is in pain.
Bićete frustrirani. Oh, ja ne mogu ustati rano ujutro. Ne mogu slijediti sadhanu. Ne mogu slijediti instrukciju
svog guru. So many handicaps.
Imam toliko puno nedostataka.
Who keeps me away, you know, to follow instruction of guru?
Koje me sprečavaju da slijedim instrukcije guru?
Therefore, actually, a good health is a gift of God.
I zbog toga dobro zdravlje je Božji dar.
But for good health, we have to do something.
Ali za dobro zdravlje moramo nešto raditi.
That's not automatically. We cannot live as we like.
To ne dolazi automatski. Ne možemo živjeti kao što želimo.
So, we have to work for good health.
Trebamo raditi za dobro zdravlje.
Eat properly, rest properly.
Jesti ispravno,
breathe properly.
Ispravno, disati pravilno.
Associate properly.
Družiti se pravilno.
Have a sense perception in a proper way, in the mode of goodness.
Imati opažanje putem čula na pravilan način u guni vrline.
So many things are therefore needed in order to keep good health.
Toliko puno stvari je potrebno da bi održali dobro zdravlje.
Also proper work, proper recreation.
Pravilan posao, pravilnu rekreaciju.
So this is all needed to have proper health.
Sve je to potrebno da bi imali dobro
zdravlje. Because if you don't have proper health, what the guru can do for you?
Jer ako nemate dobro zdravlje, šta guru može
of course, a long time maybe we are not healthy and we get old and diseased and short before that, you know, then we can remember guru's instruction and maybe think about Krishna.
Naravno, doći će vrijeme kad ćemo biti stari, bolesni, kad dođe vrijeme da napustimo ovo tijelo. I da, onda se možemo sjetiti instrukcije gura, da se trebamo sjetiti Krišne.
Somebody told love. So, how much you can share love and give love and exchange love if your body is always miserable?
Neko je rekao ljubav. Koliko možete razmeniti ljubav, davati ljubav, primiti ljubav ako je vaše tijelo u bednom stanju?
What else was said?
Happiness.
Yeah. Happiness without good health also difficult.
Sreća bez dobrog zdravlja također je teško.
Unless you completely transcend your disease.
Iako niste već toliko transcendentalni da se nadišli svoju bolest.
Quite difficult.
Ali to je veoma teško.
If you have a very heavy disease, it's not very difficult to transcend.
Ako imate veoma tešku bolest, to je veoma teško transcendirati.
Of course, by Krishna's grace, we can transcend everything ultimately.
Naravno, Krišnino milošću možemo nadići sve.
But it will not appear in or happen in one day to the other.
Ali to se ne dešava od danas do sutra.
Therefore, Krishna ultimately says, you have to surrender unto me.
Zato Krishna kaže, na kraju krajeva trebaš se predati meni.
Then you can know him, then you can attain the transcendental stage.
I onda ćemo ga upoznati i dostići transcendentalni
položaj. Surrendering to Krishna is not so easy.
Ali predati se Krishni nije tako lako.
Especially if we are still attached to the mode of ignorance and passion. It's posebno, very difficult to surrender to Krishna.
Ako smo vezani za gune strasti i neznanja, veoma je teško predati se Krishna.
And also still very much influenced of our sensual perception of the bodily concept, the mind.
Iako imamo jake utiske čulnog opažanja, umnog opažanja.
Then you can really see, you know, as long as we are not in the mode of goodness, you can see it's very difficult to think even about Krishna.
I možemo vidjeti, ako nismo u budnim vrline, čak je veoma teško i misliti na Krishna.
What to speak to surrender unto Krishna.
A što da pričamo o tome da se predamo Krishna?
So we speak surrendering to Krishna so much, every day we repeat, and almost like a mantra.
Mi toliko puno slušamo o predavanju Krišni, predaj se Krišni svakog dana, to nam je skoro kao mantra.
But it's not so easy.
Ali to nije tako lako.
It needs discipline.
Potrebna je disciplina.
It needs good association with devotees, which, not only with spiritual master, but also with devotees.
Potrebno je dobro druženje sa baktama, ne samo sa duhovnim učiteljima, već sa baktama.
Sadhu sangha, devotion, association with devotees.
Sadhu sangha, druženje sa baktama.
This ultimately can lead to liberation, or that means to freedom.
To konačno može dovesti do oslobođenja, to je sloboda.
You cannot attain freedom just by calling out, I'm free, or I want to have freedom.
Ne možemo dostići oslobođenje samo tako što vičemo, hoću slobodu, hoću slobodu, ja sam slobodan.
Like Bob Marley did, you know, freedom, 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 you know, you can scream and dance reggae with it, but you are not free, you know.
Kao što je Bob Marley vrištao, sloboda, 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 možda vrište tako, ali šta će nam to pomoći?
Because you're still slave of drugs, you know, slave of your mind.
Jer još uvijek ste sluga droga, svojih čula, halucinacija.
Of course, in halucination you can think yourself free, but you're not free.
Naravno, u halucinaciji možete misliti za sebe da ste slobodni, ali zapravo niste.
So Bhagavatam says, as long as you don't surrender to Krishna and attain Krishna, your so-called freedom, your freedom or impression of freedom is only a hallucination.
I Bhagavatam kaže da sve dok ne dostignete Krishnu, sva vaša razmišljanja o slobodi su halucinacija.
So freedom means, what actually means freedom?
I šta zapravo znači sloboda?
Should I ask again?
Mogu da vas pitam opet?
What is freedom?
Šta je sloboda? Da se ode na Vaikuntha planetu.
Seeing all beings equally.
Da vidimo sva bića jednako.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And?
I?
What is freedom?
Šta je sloboda? Dostići slobodu od nagona. Materijalnih nagona.
Yes. Ultimately, freedom means to become free of the influence of the mind and the senses.
Uma i čula.
But actually, factually, it's not possible.
Ali to zapravo nije moguće.
Krishna says.
Krishna kaže.
Not possible that we can become free of the senses and the mind by your own endeavor.
Nije moguće da postanemo slobodni od čula i uma svojim sopstvenim naporom.
It's only possible if you surrender to Krishna.
To je jedino moguće ako se predamo
Krishna. What does this mean, surrendering to Krishna?
A što to znači predati se Krishna?
Surrendering to Krishna means accepting Krishna's instruction as he has given it in the Bhagavad Gita.
A to znači prihvatiti Krishnine instrukcije kao što ih je dao u Bhagavad Gita.
And that doesn't mean?
A što to znači?
Later on, therefore, in 7th chapter, Krishna now systematically elevates the reader and the listener to the platform of bhakti, devotional service, love to Krishna.
U ovom sedmom poglavlju, Krishna polako stik za stikom uzdiže čitaoca ili slušaoca do nivoa čiste svjesnosti Krishne.
Freedom means doesn't mean inactive.
Sloboda ne znači neaktivnost.
It doesn't mean, you know, I'm fly like a bird or like an angel.
To ne znači da samo letimo kao ptica ili kao anđel.
It doesn't mean that I'm flying out, you know, and be out in the cosmos, you know, like a cosmonaut or astronaut.
To ne znači da letim po spoljašnjem prostoru kao kosmonaut ili astronaut.
Even a yogi who can maybe go to another planet.
Čak i yogi koji može ode na drugu planetu.
Is actually or factually not free.
On zapravo nije slobodan.
So real freedom is explained by Krishna, by the acharyas, spiritual masters.
Pravu slobodu je objasnio Krishna i acharya, to jest duhovni učitelji.
Real freedom means to engage your body, your mind and your words in the service to Krishna.
Prava sloboda znači da uključite svoje telo, svoj um i svoje reči u Krishninu službu.
And that is what the Krishna consciousness movement is about, it to teach and to spread.
I to je ono o čemu se radi u pokretu svjesnosti Krišne i što pokret svjesnosti Krišne širi.
Therefore, spiritual master, according to the scriptures, gives a certain program, certain sadhana.
I zbog toga, u skladu sa spisima, duhovni učitelj nam daje određeni program, određenu sadhanu, to je raspored
dnevnih aktivnosti. Rise early to chant Hare Krishna.
Ustanite ujutro da bi mantrali Hare Krishna.
And of course that you also can do this, you keep your body clean.
Naravno da bi se to uradili, trebate održavati svoje
tijelo čisto. Maybe do some exercises, some breathing.
Možda trebate uraditi neke veže.
Proper breathing, we anyway do all the time, but proper.
Inako i onako diše, ali pranayama se zove stručno.
And eat Krishna prasadam.
Jedite Krishna prasadam.
Sing different kinds of songs, devotional songs for glorification of Krishna.
Možete pevati razne vrste pesama, devotinske pesme koje slave gospodina Krishnu.
And for Jaya means glorification. All glories to you.
Jaya znači slavljenje nekoga, znači sva slava tebi.
All glories to Guneshvara.
Sva slava
Guneshvara.
Means
all glories to him who has the senses under control.
To znači sva slava tebi koji ima svoja čula pod kontrolom.
That can be either the living entity,
to može biti
who is a devotee who has the senses under control.
He
can also be a Guneshvara.
On također može biti Guneshvara.
If he surrenders to Krishna.
Ako se predao Krishna.
But ultimately the supreme Ishvara, Paramishvara,
Paramishvara
is Krishna.
Je Krishna.
Therefore he is Guneshvara.
Zato on je Guneshvara.
Because all the gunas Krishna has under control.
Jer Krishna ima sve gune pod svojom kontrolom.
Mama Maya Duratiya. Krishna says. That's the verse 14. Daivisha Gunamai. This my Maya, this my Gunamai, these three modes of material are my person, my energy.
I zato Krishna je rekao, te tri energije, to su moje energije.
Because everything comes from Krishna.
Jer sve dolazi od Krishna.
Everything. Ahamsa, Vasya, Prabhava, everything is emanating from him.
Sve potiče od njega.
So also this material nature is Krishna's energy.
Također ova materijalna priroda je Krishna energija.
The living entity, we belong to the marginal energy.
A mi kao živa bića, mi pripadamo ivičnoj
energiji. And Krishna also has a higher superior energy.
A Krishna također ima i višu ili superiorniju energiju.
It's divine.
Nadmoćniju energiju.
Pleasure energy of Krishna.
To je božanska energija zadovoljstva gospodina
Krishna. Actually, the material energy is not so much pleasing to Krishna.
Zapravo, materijalna energija ne pruža puno zadovoljstva.
It's like Krishna shadow.
Ona je kao Krishnina senka.
But it's also Krishna.
Ali također je Krishna.
But to surrender to the material nature, it's not surrendering to Krishna.
Ali predati se materijalnoj energiji, to nije predavanje Krishna.
Because here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm the sun, I'm the moon.
Jer ovdje u Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže, ja sam sunce, ja sam mjesec.
I'm the fire.
Ja sam vatra.
I'm the Vedic mantra Om.
Ja sam vedska mantra Om.
I'm the tapasya of the tapasvi.
Ja sam strogost onih koji
jaki strogosti. I'm the strength of the strong.
Ja sam snaga snažnih.
So I'm what else? And so in this way Krishna gives a whole list what he is, but where Krishna is present. What kind of vibhuti? That means fragment of Krishna's energy, who is or Krishna's power, Krishna who is present in certain things.
Krishna daje čitavu listu malih delića njegovih obilja koje su prisutne u ovom svijetu.
So then the question is, you know, Krishna says, also now, Manju, it's very difficult to overcome the material nature.
E sad, neko može da postavi pitanje, ali jako je teško nadići materijalno.
So then the listener may ask, but then how we can, and what is the purpose of all this, if it is very difficult or practical, impossible.
I onda neko može da pita, pa koja je svrha onda od ovoga svega, ako je to tako teško, praktično nemoguće.
And what kind of knowledge you give us, if it is not applicable for us.
I kako nam to vrstu znanja daje on, ako to nije primjenjivo za nas.
Therefore Krishna here says, yes, I give you this knowledge that ultimately you should understand everything is me, but I'm not personally there.
I zato Krishna nam zbog toga daje na kraju krajeva znanje da treba znati da sve to potiče od mene, ali na kraju krajeva ja nisam svuda.
Everything is God's energy, but God himself is not personally everywhere present.
Sve je Božja energija, ali Bog lično nije svuda prisutan.
Otherwise we could surrender to everything. I could surrender to this pillar.
Inače, mogli bi da se predamo svemu, mogli bi da se predamo u stupu.
Because Krishna is also Krishna's energy.
Jer to je također Krishna energija.
I could surrender, you know, to this, or I could surrender to the wall.
Mogu da se predam ovome ili zidu.
But, or to a tree.
Ili drvetu.
Therefore in previous times, or even nowadays, certain people they worship trees or the sun.
I zato u prethodnim dobima, isto tako i danas, određeni ljudi su obožavali i obožavaju danas drveće, sunce.
So that because it's also God's energy.
Zašto? Zato što je to također.
But that's not to worship a tree or the sun is not direct surrendering to Krishna.
Ali obožavati drvo ili sunce nije direktno predavanje
Krishna. Later on Krishna says those who surrender to the material nature or to the demigods or to the sun is also a demigod, they're less intelligent.
Zato što Krishna kasnije kaže u Bhagavad Gita, oni koji se predaju suncu, drveću, polubogovima, oni su manje inteligentni.
So ultimately Krishna wants that we understand everything comes from him, but in the same time not everything is Krishna.
I na kraju krajeva Krishna želi da shvatimo i razumemo da je sve u stvari on, ali da nije on lično svuda prisutan.
So that means we have to surrender to Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead.
To znači da se trebamo predati Krishni kao svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
And that is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita. Who is Krishna?
I to je razotkriveno u Bhagavad Gita.
Who is this God? What is his name? How he looks like?
Ko je Krishna? Dakle, ko je Bog? Ko je njegovo ime? Kako izgleda?
Where is his residence?
Gde je njegovo prebivalište?
Who I am?
Ko sam ja?
What is my situation now?
Kakva je moja situacija sada
in this material world?
U ovom materijalnom
svijetu. Ultimately, what is my real identity?
I konačno, koji je to moj pravi identitet?
I'm not this body, I'm not a product of material nature.
Ja nisam ovo telo, nisam proizvod materijalne
prirode. I'm eternal spirit soul.
Ja sam večna duhovna duša.
My supreme dharma is to serve Krishna.
I moje vrhovno zanimanje je da služim
Krishna. Please, Krishna senses.
Da zadovoljim Krishni na čuvu.
Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti, Ruchate. So Bhakti means to please Krishna senses.
Bhakti znači zadovoljiti Krishni na čuvu.
Our problem is we all want to please our senses first.
Naš problem je mi na prvom mjestu želimo da zadovoljimo svoja čuva.
Or maybe somebody else's of your family members and friends senses.
Ili možda čula nekog od naših prijatelja ili članova članova porodice.
But also with the egoistic purpose, yes, in this way I have more sensual pleasure.
Ali također sa egoističkim motivom, da, na taj način ja ću još više imati čulog uživanja.
And for sense service to people, sense gratification or our own sense gratification, it's maya, it's material, it's illusion.
Služenje čulog zadovoljstva ljudi ili našeg sopstvenog, to je maja ili iluzija.
It's not real, it's a shadow of Krishna.
To nije nešto pravo, to je senka Krishna.
It's real as much as such because it is existing in Krishna.
I samo toliko ima svoje postojanje zato što postoji u Krišni.
Well, as long as we're doing it for our own sense gratification, then we become entangled in this material world.
Ali sve dok radimo nešto za svoje čudno uživanje, ostaćemo zapleteni u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Means we have to stay here.
To znači moramo ostati ovdje.
Nitya bada, life after life.
Život za životom.
Therefore, reincarnation is just important for those people who like to stay here.
I zato je reinkarnacija bitna samo za one ljude koji žele da ostanu ovdje.
For devotees who are surrendered to Krishna, reincarnation is not important anymore.
Za bhaktu koji se predao Krishni, reinkarnacija više nije važna.
Because for them, after this body is finished, they go back to Krishna and then there's no more birth or no more reincarnation in material world.
Jer za takve bhakte, kada napuste svoje telo, oni se vraćaju u Krishni i više nema reinkarnacije.
So the samsara, this reincarnation is like a wheel with spokes in it.
Tako da sam stavio ili taj točak reinkarnacije, on je kao jedan točak koji ima one žice.
As long we are in this wheel, and sometimes we are up and sometimes we go down.
I then dok god smo na tom točku, nekad smo gore, nekad dole, onda idemo dole pa gore.
That means for he who is up, now it's guaranteed that one time he also will go down.
To znači da onaj koji je sad na vrhu garantovano je da će doći jednog dana dole.
And for him who is down, he also will come up again.
A onaj koji je dole, on će doći gore.
So this is the circle of a cycle of birth and death.
I to je krug ili točak rađanja i smrti.
But the goal of bhakti, or goal of surrendering to Krishna, means to crack this wheel.
Ali cilj bhakti je da se slomi taj točak.
To crack it.
Da se slomi.
It's like a merry-go-round.
Baš kao kad imate ringišku.
Carousel, Riesenrad. You were in Vienna once?
Da ste bili u Beču nekada?
Vienna, they have this big merry-go-round.
Tamo imaju taj veliki, što za ringišku ili kako, onaj točak što se vrti.
Ringišpil. Carousel, like carousel, going up.
Ringišpil.
Riesenrad. In Deutsch, Riesenrad, going up and down.
Ringgespiel.
People enjoy it, they're going up and down.
Ljudi uživaju ili idu gore dom.
And as long we enjoy it, then there's no use to break it, to go out of it.
I sve dotak dok uživamo u tome, nema uopšte razloga ni svrhe da to ovdje idemo odatle.
We are even ready to pay a high price for it.
Čak smo spremni da platimo veliku cenu za to.
Just to go up and down again.
Samo da bi išli gore, dole opet.
But if you want to go out of it, or go out of it, then just have to step out, or crack it.
Ali ako želite da izađete iz toga, samo trebate da se slonite u stranu ili da ga polomite.
Of course we cannot crack it our own self, we don't have enough strength for it.
Naravno, ne možemo to sami polomiti, nemamo toliko dovoljno snage sami.
But Krishna is the creator of everything.
Ali Krishna je stvoritelj.
So if we surrender unto him, he can crack this samsara, this chakra, this wheel of birth and death.
Tako da ako se predamo njemu, on može polomiti tu čakru ili taj krug rođenja i smrti.
But don't be afraid, not if you don't like it.
Ali nemojte se plašiti, čak i da vam se ovo ne sviđa.
If you don't like it, Krishna will not interfere with our freedom.
Ako vam se to ne sviđa, Krishna se neće umješati u našu slobodu.
Or with our free will. He's not forcing anyone.
On ne prisiljava nikoga.
For Krishna here, he just gives recommendation.
I zato Krishna ovdje samo daje preporuku.
He's speaking to the intelligence, to the intelligence of a person.
On govori inteligenciji osobe.
So that we can understand and then do the needful.
Tako da možemo to da shvatimo, da razumemo, i onda da uradimo ono što je neophodno.
Then Krishna says, in case you don't understand, add something, Arjuna, then I explain you the same thing again.
I onda na kraju rekao, Arjuna, ako nešto nisi razumeo, ti mi kaži, postavi pitanje, i ja ću ti opet objasniti iz početka.
So, Krishna only gives us some hints, he's not forcing anyone.
Tako da Krishna nam ovdje daje samo neke nagoveštaje, neke savjete.
He's not punishing anyone.
On ne prisiljava nikoga, ne kažnjava nikoga.
Because material life, birth and death is the most fair thing, you know, because it's the wheel of life.
I taj materijalni život
fair thing, you know, that means it's completely it's not unfair.
Aha. I materijalni život je jedna kompletno fair stvar, znači nije nešto nefair, nego je fair. Tu je taj krug ovaj života i živimo tako.
Because whatever comes to us, it's because of our karma.
Jer šta god dođe nama u naš život, to je zbog naše karme.
Of our present or past activities and desires.
Zbog naših sadašnjih ili prošlih želja i aktivnosti.
And as long we have a certain karma, we have to suffer or enjoy in this world.
I sve dok imamo određenu karmu, moramo uživati ili ispaštati u ovome svetu.
But if we become fortunate, we maybe get and meet Krishna or spiritual master to get some information.
Ali ako postanemo sretni, možemo sresti Krishnu, duhovnog učitelja, dobiti neke informacije.
And also have some realization about life.
I također ja imam neku realizaciju o životu.
And then we are maybe able to apply it in our life.
Koje možda možemo primijeniti u svom životu.
Then it's a yoga or bhakti also, it's a regular thing.
I bhakti yoga je također jedna regulisana stvar.
It's not whimsical.
Nije nešto kirovito.
As a yogi, we cannot be, if you are a yogi or want to become a bhakti yogi, we cannot be whimsical.
Ako ste vi yogi ili želite da postanete bhakti yogi, ne možete biti kiroviti.
It's a steady, day-to-day process of surrendering.
To je postojani svakodnevni proces predavanja.
And if we are on the path of surrendering with our body, mind and words, surrendering to Krishna, then with the time it becomes more easy.
A ako ste na tom putu da se predate Krishni svojim tijelom, umom i riječima, onda tokom vremena to postane lakše.
And if you don't want to surrender, no, then nothing will help.
A ako ne želite da se predate, ništa neće pomoći.
No force, no good intelligence.
Nikakva sila, nikakva dobra inteligencija.
No realizations.
Neće biti realizacija.
Also we want to be stupid, so we want to stay here.
I zato što želimo da budemo glupi, zato želimo da ostanemo ovdje.
Not even God interferes.
Čak se ni Bog ne meša u to.
Because it's also his energy.
Jer to je također njegova energija.
Well, Maya always anyway has to take care that the world is going on.
I Maya svakako mora da se brine da ovaj svijet funkcioniše.
The dance has to go on, the material dance also has to go on.
I materijalni ples ili igra također mora da se nastavi.
Some living entity always has, will be here.
Neka štira biće će uvijek biti ovdje.
And even if question is if everyone will go out, then the whole universe will be empty.
A sad ako se postavi pitanje, ako se svi vrate kući nazad Bog, ako se isprazni cijeli univerzum, šta onda?
Then new ones will come.
Doći će nova ideja.
Because there are so many living entities who are now not in the manifest.
Jer postoje mnoga živa bića koja sad nisu trenutno manifestovati.
And the planet nowadays, anyway, as we see and every day here in the news, you know, it forces us or brings us more and more to the point to surrender to Krishna.
I vidimo planeta danas, vidimo na vestima, pročitamo u novinama, da nas planeta prisiljava da se sve više i više predamo Krišnji.
And also become more responsible for ourselves and for the nature.
I da postanemo više odgovorni i za sebe i za prirodu.
But that's another lecture.
Ali to je druga lekcija.
That's another thing, you know, how devotee can take care also for the nature and for the way of his life, how he deals and what he uses.
Kako naš bhakta brine za prirodu, za svoj život, šta koristi, kako koristi.
So that we also can do something for the betterment of this world.
Tako da može da damo i mi neki doprinos za poboljšanje ovoga svijeta.
And ultimately betterment, if we do, if the persons would actually do that what is God given, then the world automatically becomes better.
I ako osoba u svom životu primeni ono što je Bog dao, automatski će svet postati bolji.
Because if you become a devotee to Krishna, automatically the world, you will deal in such a way that the world also will become better.
I ako postanete bhakta, prirodno ćete sa drugima se ophoditi na takav način da će ovaj svet postati bolji.
Of course, we also have to be conscious as devotees about this.
Također trebamo biti veoma svesni toga kao bhakte.
How we deal with this energy.
Kako se ophodimo sa njegovim energijama.
How much energy we actually use for ourselves or if we take too much.
Koliko energije uzimamo za sebe, da li uzimamo previše?
Because if we take too much of this material energy for our own sense gratification, then it becomes sin.
Jer ako uzmemo previše materijalne energije za svoje čulno uživanje, to postaje greh.
Certain energy everyone gets. Every living entity has certain energy.
It's
your heritage, your good.
Ima određenu energiju, to je vaše nasljeđe, vaše dobro.
But we have to become also satisfied with it.
Ali također trebate biti zadovoljni.
Not to become greedy to take more and more of this material energy.
Ne trebate postati pohlepni da uzimate sve više i više od ove materijalne energije.
Because everything material world is energy.
Zato što ovo materijalno sve je
energija. Is energy.
Novac je energija.
Possessions is energy. Clothes is energy.
Posjedovanje su energija.
Is energy.
Hrana. Odeća.
Electrical equipments, what we have, and cars, is all energy.
Električno zvučenje i oprema koju imamo u kolima, sve to također energija.
I have to be conscious about how much I actually need and become satisfied. Try to compete to become more and more successful materially.
Treba postati svjestan koliko mi je potrebno i da budem zadovoljen sa time, a ne da želim se više i više i više da bih postao materijalno uspješan.
To become to become a devotee doesn't mean that a devotee cannot live in the material world.
Postati bhakta ne znači da takva osoba ne može više da živi u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
That he cannot also become successful.
Da ne može postati uspješan.
But he is always in the same time he knows how to use his energy again in Krishna service. Not to just now I have so much, so let's enjoy it.
Ali on zna kako i pored toga ako postane uspješan u materijalnom svijetu, zna kako da koristi svoju energiju za Krišninu službu. On ne misli, ovo sad sam dobio toliko, ajde sad uživam sve više i više.
So the more we learn to engage the energy in Krishna service, the more we also get.
Što više učimo da uključujemo energiju u Krišninu službu, to više dobijamo za uzvrat.
Without becoming attached to it, because you again engage it in Krishna service.
I postanete nevezani za to i opet uključite to u Krishna službu.
And then you can actually stay free and happy in this world.
I onda možete biti i ostati srećni i slobodni u ovome svijetu.
Even life after life, or even if you go back to Krishna, you are free, happy and satisfied.
Čak i život za životom. Čak i da se vratite kuće nazad Bogu Krišni, bit ćete srećni, mirni i zadovoljni.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So now this lecture, just because of your name, it came in this way. It's your fault. Good. Maybe you have some question or comment.
Da li možda imate pitanje ili komentare?
Doubt.
Sumnje. Gospodine Provarir.
Ja sam htio da pitam, ovdje je rečeno da osoba u vrlini treba uvijek da razmišlja pozitivno.
Said that person in the mode of goodness should always think positively.
Da nikad ne treba da bude obeshrabren.
That he should never be discouraged.
Da ne bude zavisan i tako dalje.
That he should not be envious and so on. Mm.
Ima puno materialističke literature koja to...
There is so much materialistic literature who is also describing those topics.
Mm. Čito sam jednog autora, on se zove Joseph Murphy.
I have read one author, his name is Joseph Murphy.
Smatra da...
Joseph Murphy.
Murphy. Yeah, he's famous.
Poznat je.
on smatra da to funkcioniše pomoću podsvesti.
He is considering that it's functioning on the basis of subconsciousness. Mm.
Meni se čini da tu nema Boga ili on to ne želi da prizna.
To me it seems that there is no God. He doesn't want to accept it. That. It seems that, that there in his philosophy there is no God, or he don't want to admit it, the existence of God. He's speaking about some cosmic intelligence, higher intelligence.
What's your question?
We are using this term Krishna consciousness.
Šta bi bilo taj pojam podsvesti, kako bi se objasnilo u skladu sa filozofijom?
And how to explain this term of subconsciousness according to this philosophy? I was speaking with one devotee, and he told me that he is considering the subconscious that's paramatma. What do you think about that?
Yeah, ultimately, your subconsciousness is nothing else than that what you as you, how you act. You maybe forget your big consciousness, normal awake consciousness maybe forgot, but the subconsciousness, it's like a tape recorder or like an MP3 player, records and it's never deleted.
Podsvest je kao kasetofon ili MP3 ovaj player. Znači mi možda zaboravimo šta se desilo i to, ali tu je sve zabeleženo.
Maybe the big brain forgets, no? But the brain in subconsciousness doesn't forget.
Možda veliki mozak to zaboravi, ali ovaj mali mozak za podsvest, on to ne zaboravi.
It always comes up in a certain stage, you know, you get again some reflection from the past.
I dešava se da s vremenom na vreme dobijete opet neke ovako utiske ili odbljeske iz prošlosti.
Therefore, there are even those people who go into regression, you know, in past lives, consciousness, because it is, even that is registrated.
Zato postoji mogućnost da ljudi pomoću regresije odu u prošle živote, zato što je to sve zabeleženo u podsvesti.
But as devotees, we are not interested so much in this process because it's considered it as material. It's not spiritual.
Ali mi kao bhakte nismo puno zainteresovani za taj proces, zato što je to nešto materijalno, nije duhovno.
Because it's something from the brain.
Jer to je nešto iz mozga.
Actually, mind.
Zapravo iz uma.
Subtle body.
To je subtilno tijelo.
Of course, Krishna says, for me comes remembrance, forgetfulness, and
knowledge.
Naravno,
Krishna kaže, mene dolaze sećanje, znanje i zaborav.
So, because he's super soul in everyone's heart.
Zato što je nad duša u svačijem srcu.
So, in one sense, we can also say, if something is reminding you about something, it can also be the super soul. Because super soul is the super soul. That means it's the soul in your soul.
Tako da, ako nešto dolazi, s jedne strane da kažemo, spadno u naše sećanje i neko znanje, to možemo reći da je naša duša. Zato što duša, ona je duša unutar naše duše.
Because without the presence of the soul, the super soul, there's no life.
Sorry?
There's no life without soul and super soul.
A i u ovom telu, bez prisustva duše i nad duše, nema života.
So, ultimately, this is the life. That's the real life symptom.
Na kraju krajeva, to je pravi životni simptom.
Even the subtle body, if there is not the soul present and the super soul is not working anymore. The subtle body, without the soul and the super soul, has no meaning.
Čak i suptilno telo, bez prisustva duše, nad duše ne funkcioniše, nema značaja nikako.
Because the subtle body is also material energy.
Jer suptilno telo je također materijalna energija.
So it has no life without the presence of the soul and super soul.
Nema života bez prisustva duše i nad duše.
So therefore we can conclude ultimately that the knowledge and the remembrance and the consciousness behind everything is coming from God and the soul. Because God is in, the super soul is in the heart of the soul.
I zato možemo zaključiti da svo sećanje i svesnost na kraju krajeva dolaze od Boga, zato što je Bog prisutan kao nad duša pored duše.
But I say there's many these positive thinkers like Joseph Murphy or there are many others also like him.
Mnogi od tih pozitivnih mislioca kao što je Joseph Murphy neki koji su tako slični.
And some they are more like impersonalists like him maybe, and some they are more how say like Christians or some have some belief in God.
Neki su više kao impersonalisti koji ne priznaju direktno postojanje Boga, a neki su više kao recimo hrišćani koji više veruju da postoji Bog.
For us as devotees of Krishna, at least we endeavor in this direction, we cannot accept this positive thinking in a materialistic way without God in the center.
Ali na kraju krajeva mi kao Krišnini bhakte, mi ne možemo prihvatiti te materialističke mislioce bez Boga u centru.
They maybe speak nice things or have nice experiences and write nicely, but ultimately because they don't link us to, they don't bring us to or link us up with God or bringing us to surrendering to God, they're actually materialistic and we should not have anything to do with it.
Oni možda kažu neke lepe reči, nešto lepo napišu, ali pošto na kraju krajeva nas ne povezuju sa Bogom, to je nešto što ne bi ni trebali da čitamo.
Because we are not just into positive thinking to have a kingdom of God without God.
Jer mi nismo zainteresovani samo za pozitivno razmišljanje, da bi imali kraljevstvo Boga bez Boga.
So we endeavor, you know, to have a kingdom of God, but with God.
Mi želimo da imamo kraljevstvo Boga, ali sa Bogom.
So even this material world can also is also like God's energy, can also be like a spiritual world, but we want to have God in the center.
Čak i ovaj materijalni svijet može da bude kao duhovno kraljevstvo, ali mi želimo da ga imamo sa Bogom u centru.
And if you have God in the center, then automatically everything is good.
Ako imamo Boga u centru, na kraju krajeva sve će biti dobro.
Because God means good.
Jer Bog znači dobro.
God means good. It's not bad. Znači it's dobro. Not negative. If you're God conscious, you're not mental, you're not depressed, you don't feel unhappy.
Bog ne znači nešto loše i negativno. Ako ste svesni Boga, onda niste depresivni, negativni.
And you feel inspired.
Već osjećate se inspirisanima.
Not?
Zar nije tako?
Clear?
Jasno?
Da.
He would like to ask more.
Da li možemo da prihvatimo neke njihove tehnike, kao što recimo...
But can we accept some of their techniques?
Kao što ste vi, kao što
like as you said now.
Tehnika disa.
Yeah, you can use many techniques and engage it in Krishna service. If it is favorable, you can accept. That's our process.
Da, možete uzeti puno tih tehnika ako su povoljne, možete ih uzeti i iskoristiti u ovom procesu, povezati ih.
Because our philosophy or process is everything what is favorable we accept, everything what is unfavorable we reject.
Jer naša filozofija je sve što je povoljno za ovaj proces mi prihvatamo, a sve što nije povoljno to odbacujemo.
So if this knowledge or this I'll say this process what he describes encourages you in surrendering to Krishna, you can accept.
Ako to što čitaš ti pomaže u tvom procesu da se ako ti to pomaže daje ti ohrabrenje da se predaš Krishni, onda prihvati to.
So I don't see a problem in it.
Ne vidim problem u tome.
There's so many devotees that read all kinds of different books who also help them in their life. So I don't see a problem by reading other books. If they actually help you also in progressing in your life towards love to Krishna.
Postoji puno bhakta koje znam koji čitaju različite knjige koje nisu direktno povezane sa Krishnom, ali koja im pomaže da razviju svoju ljubav prema Krišni, da idu napred prema tom cilju.
But you should not only read these books and forget to read Prabhupada's books.
Ali ne trebaš čitati samo te knjige i zaboraviti da čitaš i Prabhupadove knjige.
Because that's all the problem then we get a taste in this kind of literature, and then we think, oh, the Prabhupada's books and this bhakti literature, it's too much, I know already, and it's always the same. And
jer onda se javlja drugi problem, onda razvijem ukus samo za čitanje tih knjiga i mislim, a Prabhupadove knjige znam ja to već. Znam već ja to. I sve se isto ponavlja.
It's boring, you know, always fall asleep. And
tako je dosadno i spavam i se.
Yeah, why you fall asleep? Why you feel boring? Because you think you already know.
Ali zašto ti je dosadno i zašto zaspiš? Zato što već misliš.
But you know, there's a difference between knowing and doing it.
Ali postoji razlika između toga znati nešto i raditi nešto.
You may be heard many times the same thing, and after some time, because you don't do it, you think, oh, it's boring, I already heard, stop this hearing, don't tell me all the time.
Ako nešto čujete, a to ne praktikujete, onda nakon nekog vremena postane vam to dosadno, ma nemoj da mi pričaš to opet iznova iznova.
That's our problem, that's our disease.
To je naš problem i naša bolest.
Like mother is or a teacher tells you, don't do this.
Kao majka ili učitelj, na primjer, kaže, nemoj uraditi to.
But then you don't listen.
Ali onda ne slušate.
Do again. The teacher, like a mother tells you, don't do this.
I onda učitelj ili majka kaže, nemoj da to radiš.
But then again you don't do it.
Ali mi opet uradimo.
And then, no, don't do this, we already told you.
Da smo ti rekli već jedan put, nemoj to da radiš.
Ja. I already heard, you told me so many times.
Da, već sam čuo, koliko puta ste mi rekli.
Okay, yeah, but you know, we can tell you again and again.
Ali dobro, možemo ti reći iznova i iznova.
But ultimately you think, oh, why you tell me, shut up, it's boring for me.
Ali kraj krajeva, vidimo da ti kažeš, ma dosta više začepite.
Can you not change your mantra?
Jel možda promijenite svoju mantru?
Always tell me the same thing.
Uvijek mi pišete istu stvar.
Or your slogan.
Ili vaš slogan, vaš moto.
No, they will tell you. And ultimately, maybe they will not tell you anymore. But then you're in very bad shape.
Ali na kraju kada možete i prestati da nam priče, onda ćete biti u jako nezgodnoj situaciji.
If you don't, if you stop to listen, or you don't want to listen anymore, or you don't hear anything anymore, then you will become like a stone.
Ako ne želite da više čujete ili ste prestali da slušate, postaćete poput kamena.
And then we become actually like Mayavadi.
Jedno ćemo postati poput Mayavadi.
We have opportunity to become devotee, but your heart becomes like Mayavadi. Because we're ignoring to listening, and not only listening, but also to surrender. To apply this knowledge in our life.
Imamo priliku da se promenimo, ali ne prihvatamo to i zato ostanemo isti.
And if we miss this surrendering process, and you maybe think, oh, I don't want to read these bhakti books anymore, and now I want to read many other books, then you maybe get a taste in these kind of books, but they will not help you ultimately. Because you are not ready for the surrendering.
Ove bhakti knjige su mi dostane, neću se da ih čitam, maćete neki ukus u tim drugim knjigama, ali na kraju krajeva one vam neće pomoći da se predate, zato što ne želite da se predate.
And if you are not ready for the surrendering, then what we're anyway doing here? Yeah. Nobody is forced to stay.
Ako ne želite da se predate, šta da radite ovdje? Niko nije primoran da bude ovdje.
And there are so many other processes you can accept. You don't have to surrender.
Toliko drugih procesa koje možete da prihvatite, a ne morate da se predate.
Or maybe also surrender, but there you like it.
Ali možda se predate tamo, zato što vam se to sviđa.
Because you see, it gives me something. Because in your family you also have to surrender to your wife and children.
Jer vidite, to mi nešto daje. U svojoj porodici također se morate predati svojoj ženi i deci.
Or to your boss and your job. Why you do it?
I zašto to
because
radite?
You live from it. It gives you some result.
Zato što živite od toga, to vam daje neki rezultat.
Why you don't surrender to Krishna? Because we think, I don't see any result. I don't see any gain, any profit from it.
A zašto ne predamo Krišni? Zato što mislimo, pa ne vidim baš tu ni neku dobrobit, ni neki rezultat, nešto da učarim.
So better let me do something where I get some profit.
Zato bolje, ajde, da radim nešto će mi dati neki profit.
Because we are profit praying Bosch, no?
Jer nama je mozak ispran na profit.
They think, you know, why should I move one finger, one step, one toe if I don't get money, if I don't get profit from this, or any benefit, what I actually like, some sense gratification.
I mi razmišljamo, zašto napravim jedan korak, da pomaknem jedan prstić, ako od toga ne dobijem neki profit i neko čulo uživanje.
And okay, we don't do it, because we are brainwashed, we're programmed like that. Because we are in a profiteer-making society or culture in this world.
I zato se ne predajemo, zato što živimo u vremenu u kome je ispravan mozak svakome.
And if we don't get immediate result, we become discouraged.
Da, svakome ispravan mozak tako razmišlja da odmah dobije rezultat, ako to ne dobije, postane obestavljen.
Like a small child.
Malo dete,
it becomes is discouraged, you know, if he doesn't get immediately result on his tongue and on his senses.
Postane obeskadren ako ne dobije ništa za svoj jezik i za svoje čulo.
He doesn't want to go to school.
Ne voli da ide u školu.
Because he thinks, oh, school is very heavy. I have to do so many things, but it doesn't give me sense gratification on the tongue.
Misli, škola je tako teška, ne daje mi ništa što mogu onako sa jezikom dosta.
He doesn't understand his brain or his intelligence is not clever enough to understand. This is something good for you on the long term. Shreya.
Jer inteligencija i mozak deteta nisu još toliko dovoljno razvijeni da shvate da je to nešto će mi dati dobrobit na duge staze. To se zove Shreya na sanskritu.
But we are also like these children.
Ali mi smo isti kao deca.
We are not interested in Shreya, we are only interested in Preya, the tongue, in immediate gratification.
Mi smo zainteresovani za Shreyu, za neki dugoročni cilj, nego za nešto što odmah dobijemo neko zadovoljstvo.
Sense gratification now, not tomorrow.
Čulno uživanje sada, a ne sutra.
Why should I do it tomorrow if I cannot, why not now? Why should I do it tomorrow if I can't do it now?
Zašto sutra kada mogu to da uradim sada?
So the same thing is also for a devotee, you know, why we should surrender or postpone to surrender tomorrow if I can do it now?
Isto stvari, Bhakta može tako da misli. Zašto bi ja odlagao da se predam Krišni sutra ako to mogu sada?
Because it's the same philosophy. You think, if I not have sense gratification now, who will give me the guarantee that I will do it tomorrow?
Isto filozofija iza toga. Ako ne dobijem čulno uživanje sada, ko mi garantuje da će ga dobiti sutra?
No, it's no guarantee. Therefore better now. Because now I have the opportunity.
Zar nije tako? Nema garancije. Zato ajde duzem sada. Sad sam dobio priliku.
Now I'm eager for it. Now I have opportunity. Everything is here. So do it now.
Sad sam željan. Sad sam dobio priliku. Ajde uradimo to sada.
Because there's no guarantee that tomorrow I will get it again.
Jer nema garancije da ću se to dobiti opet.
Same thing you should also with surrendering to Krishna. Do it now. Because maybe tomorrow we will not have the opportunity. Now we have perfect opportunity.
Ista stvar je sa svjesnošću Krišne. Sad imate savršenu priliku. Nema garancije da će biti opet sutra.
Because everything is here. Devotees are here.
Sve je tu. Bhakti su tu.
Prabhupada's books are here.
Prabhupadove knjige su ovdje.
The process is here.
Proces je tu.
Deities are here.
Božanstva su tu.
Temples are here.
Hramovi su tu.
Sanghas are here.
Druženje je tu.
So the whole process is alive.
Cijel proces je živ.
So what holds you back?
Šta vas zadržava?
The same. It's the last.
Požuda.
The last. Because last is means I want to enjoy.
Požuda znači ja želim da uživam.
This keeps us in this material world.
I to nas drži u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
But ultimately loss is not something bad. We only have to transform it into love to Krishna.
Ali na kraju krajeva ni požuda nije nešto loše. Trebamo je samo preobraziti u ljubav prema Krišni.
That we can learn.
To možemo naučiti.
Actually we don't have to learn, it's already here.
Zapravo ne moramo ništa, to je već ovdje.
Because we don't have to learn to love somebody. If you love if a man loves a girl, you know, it doesn't have to be teach. You know, you have to love her now.
To je zapravo nešto, ne morate da učite. Ako momak voli djevojku, niko ne mora da ga uči kako je voli. On je voli, to je u njegovom srcu.
It's natural, not.
To je prirodno, zar ne?
For a girl also to love a man.
Za djevojku također da voli čovjeka.
It's a natural thing.
To je prirodna stvar.
So it's not some nobody has to teach you have to love somebody.
Niko ne treba da vas uči da volite nekoga.
A child has not to teach you not to love the mother.
Dete ne treba da uči da voli majku. Zar nije tako?
Bima, somebody teach you to love your mother?
Bima, te neko naučio da voliš svoju majku.
So And you have to accept the teacher to love her, to love her more.
I da li ti treba učitelj da naučiš kako piše da je voliš?
It's already here. It's natural.
To je već tu, to je prirodno.
And how is the love of your mother to you?
Kakva je ljubav tvoje majke za tebe?
She only loves you if you're a good boy, or she also loves you if you're a rascal.
Ja te volim samo kad si dobar dečko ili kad si nestašan.
Hey mama,
kad si mama dobar.
Always, also.
Mama kaže uvijek ga volim.
That's the point, you know, love of the mother and child is the most pure in the material world.
I to je veoma važna poenta. Ljubav između deteta i majke je najčistija u materijalnom svijetu.
Everything else in the material world is motivated.
Sve drugo u materijalnom svijetu je motivacija.
Therefore, this love between the mother or parents and the child is actually similar like the love between God and the living entity.
I zbog toga ta ljubav između roditelja i dece je veoma slična ljubavi između Boga i živog bića.
It's not something that has to be taught.
To nije nešto čemu trebamo biti podučeni.
Of course, it's maybe now in the sleeping stage, therefore a guru or shastra or a teacher can just remind you.
Naravno, to je sada možda u uspavanom stanju kod nas i zato guru ili učitelj i sveti spis će nas podučiti, podsjetiti nas.
That there is actually such a connection on the love, and a love that is eternal.
Da zapravo postoji takva veza i takva ljubav koja je večna.
And the love between God and the living entity is unalterated, it's not mixed, it's not conditions. I love you because you are good, you surrender to me, and I don't love you because you are rascal now.
I ljubav između Boga i živog bića nije motivisana ni ograničena tim nekim stvarima, kao što je da li neko dobar ili loš, da Bog sad voli nas ako smo dobri, a ne voli nas ako smo loši.
God always loves you.
Bog nas uvijek voli.
And we also love him, but because we are in material world, we are covered. Because now we think we have to love this and that to gratify.
Mi također njega volimo, ali sada pošto smo u materijalnom svijetu, mi smo prikriveni. I mi smo trebamo voliti i ovo, i ono, i nešto
treće. Because we are all seeking after that, after love, after affection.
A svi zapravo tragamo za time, za ljubavlju i za pribrženje.
We are ready to do everything, you know, just to please others, to get the love and the attention of others.
I spremni smo da uradimo sve da bi dobili ljubav i privrženost drugih.
But the frustration is we don't always get it back.
Ali frustracija koja je tu, ne dobijamo baš uvijek nazad.
Because others maybe not recognize your attempt.
Jer možda drugi ne prepoznaju vašu namjeru, vaš trud.
Because they also think like that, they're in the same position like you. I have to do and this and that to please others, you know, because I want to enjoy.
Jer oni su
I want to be loved.
Ja želim da uradim to i to da bi mene drugi voleli. Ja želim da budem bolji.
But as long as we desire that I should be loved, you know, get attention, you can forget, because everyone thinks like that.
Ali sve to tako razmišljate, ja želim da budem voljen, ja želim da dobijem pažnju, zaboravim da na to, zato što svako tako razmišlja.
Of course, the child is egoist, always thinks, mother has to love me.
Naravno, dete je egoista. Ono misli, majka uvek treba da me voli.
But he also should think sometimes, you know, what I can do for her, you know, to please her.
Ali ponekad dete treba da misli šta ja mogu raditi za svoju majku, da ona bude zadovoljna.
Not only demand what I can get, what I can get today.
Šta ja mogu da dobijem danas.
And I love you because I love you only today because I expect something from you.
I danas te volim samo zbog toga što očekujem nešto od tebe.
And after I get, and I forget, and I go my life.
A nakon što dobijem, onda te zaboravim. I
then I only come back to you and love you because I need more.
I doći ću kod tebe da te opet volim zato što mi opet nešto treba.
So this is business.
To je business.
Therefore this kind of exchange of love and giving is business.
I zbog toga je takva vrsta razmjene business.
It's motivated, it's not pure.
Motivisani nije čisto.
Therefore in the material world we are all like that. We are not actually purely motivated.
I zato u materijalnom svijetu mi smo svi takvi, nismo čisto motivisani.
Therefore we have to suffer.
I zbog toga moramo ispaštati.
Therefore we sometimes feel down, sometimes up.
I zbog toga se neki put osjećamo dole, neki put gore.
So the devotee also can have this loving feeling between God and himself. And but we have to learn. His love is already here, it's always here.
I ta ljubav može uvek postojati između živog bića i Boga. Mi trebamo naučiti da volimo njega, pošto on nas voli uvek.
He never condemned us, he doesn't hate anyone.
On nas nikad ne proklinje, ne mrzi nikoga.
Otherwise he doesn't give opportunity. Why we all have the opportunity to always, that God reminds us and that he is here and so many different processes how to approach him.
Inače, kako to da postoji ta toliko puno procesa kroz koje nas Bog podsjeća kako mu možemo prići?
So now we have to, it's our free choice.
I sad je tu naš slobodni izbor.
To start. Make the first step.
Da napravimo prvi korak.
Prabhupada always said, do first step, then Krishna will make 10 steps towards you.
Prabhupada uvijek govorio, napravite jedan korak napred, Krishna će napraviti 10 koraka prema vama.
But first step we have to do.
Ali prvi korak mi moramo učiniti, napraviti.
Krishna wants to see little endeavor.
Krishna želi da vidi mali trud, mali napred.
Then he will help you.
Onda će nam pomoći.
And give you all strength, facility, energy.
I dat će vam svu snagu, pogodnosti, energiju, mogućnosti, sve će biti tu.
If you seriously make step towards Krishna.
Ako ozbiljno pravite korake prema Krishna.
It's very natural.
To je veoma priroda.
Don't be afraid, you will not lose anything.
Nemojte se plašiti, ništa nećete izgubiti.
Only if you don't do it, then you will lose.
Jedino ako to ne uradimo, onda ćemo izgubiti.
Of course, nobody will lose anything. You always will have something in life. Nobody ever lost.
Naravno, niko neće izgubiti sve, a niko nije zauvek izgubljen.
So, don't be afraid.
Nemojte se plašiti.
Because fear is not something good. Someone has to...
Strah nije nešto dobro.
This blockades and keeps in this material world.
I drži vas u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
So we don't create fear or try, force anyone.
Tako da ne trebamo stvarati strah u drugima, prisiljavati ih na nešto.
But because in this way love or affection to God or to a process can never be manifest.
Zato što na našim ljubav i privrženost prema procesu i prema Bogu nikad se ne mogu uspostaviti.
Okay, other question?
Dobro, da li ima još pitanje?
They always sound to me, you know, like somebody in the radio. They congratulate 98-year-old man and they ask him, "Now, what's your secret?"
Mapati pravo je bito puno Maharaja. Koja je tvoja tajna? Vidimo da si uvek mlad, uvek si zdrav, uvek si svež. Kaže nam, o čemu je tajna? A Guru Maharaj rekao, ovo me posjeća kao kad dođe radio reporter i pita čovjeka koji ima 99 godina, u čemu je tvoja tajna?
As you say, I'm not old, so I don't have any secret.
Kao što si rekao, ja nisam star, pa nemam nikakvu tajnu.
Because as young man, you know, we should not be sick, no?
Jer kao mladići ne trebamo biti bolesti.
That's a fact. We are all Nava Yavanam. We are never old. We are all young.
Pa to je činjenica. Mi smo Nava Yavanam. Uvijek smo mladi.
Even in old age, you are young.
Čak because the soul is always mladi, young. Jer duša je uvijek mlada.
Of course, I could say I do this and I do that and that and that, but then, but I cannot give you a guarantee that if you do it or if I would do it, if I would just make it dependent on that, that I will stay young forever.
Naime, mogu reći da radim ovo i ono i ono. Mogu vam reći da radim ovo, ono i ono, ne mogu garantiti da će to i kod vas da funkcioniš i da će ja tako ostati već što mlad.
Also, the other guru,
Sachana Maharaj, Sačina.
Također je Sačina
da je Sačina. Ja, of course. He's Maha Javanam.
On je Maha mladić.
In comparison with him, I'm old man.
U poređenju s njime, ja sam star čovjek.
I cannot follow.
Njega ja ne mogu slijediti.
Too transcendental.
On je previše transcendental.
What?
Disease
of what?
But I hear some followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu get lepra.
Who?
Followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Had lepra?
Get lepra.
Who?
I forgot the name. He showed that Babaji when he was old, he was blind. And they want to send him to Calcutta to doctor to cure his disease, but he don't want to go to see the materialistic doctor.
It means he was not blind, you know, because...
I don't know exactly, but...
Otherwise, if you're really blind, you know, then he cannot cure it.
You cannot see very good.
Anyway, if a devotee reveals old age, you know, it's a lila.
Ako bhakta razotkrije svoje staro doba, starost, to je njegova zabava.
So it's lila of them to show even in old age you can also serve Krishna.
To je njihova zabava pomoću koje pokazuju da i u starosti, u starom dobu možemo služiti.
They also want to teach us, you know, that material life is temporary.
I također žele da nas poduče s druge strane da je materijalni život privremen.
Ultimately, if you are young or old, you have to die.
Na kraju krajeva, da li ste mladi ili star, morate umrijeti.
Sooner or later.
Pre ili kasnije.
Not, but the soul is not dying, so but the body is, anyway falls apart after some time.
Duša ne umire, ali telo pre ili kasnije će da se raspadne.
So we should not be in this illusion, we will stay alive forever in this body.
Tako da ne trebamo biti u toj iluziji da ćemo ostati večno živi u ovome telu.
Of course, we can try as long as possible to stay in it, to serve and to exist.
Naravno, trebamo pokušati koliko god je to moguće da ostanemo u njemu i da služimo, da postojimo.
But I think this is not in our hands.
Ali mislim da to nije u našim rukama.
Of course, we can do our part, but also it's dependent on Krishna's arrangement.
Naravno, mi možemo raditi sve sa svoje strane. Ali na kraju krajeva sve zavisi od Krišninog račvanja.
And also your karma.
I također tvoje karme.
Because I know people that are 98-100 years old, you know, they're smoking, they're drinking, and they do everything, but they're still fit. They're practically never diseased.
Znam ljude koji imaju 99-100 godina, puše, piju i potpuno su okej, ništa ne fali.
Like there was one lady, she was 9, I don't know in which country.
Pitao se jedne gospodje, stio sam je, ne znam točno
koji je. In America or in Spain or somewhere.
U Americi ili Španiji ili nekoj.
Koranga knows maybe. She was 98 years old.
Bila 98 godina stara.
And then she got first time in her life, she got a flu.
I onda prvi put u svom životu dobila je prekladu.
Then she decided you know, to stop smoking.
I onda je odlučila da prestane da puši.
That's a true story, it's not invented.
I to je istinita priča, nije izmišljena.
Yeah. I think we should stop slowly now. Getting late.
Last question.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Srila Prabhupada once time said that only fools and rascals are going to astrologers.
Da jedino budale i nitko idu kod astrologa.
What you can say about it?
Što možda kažeš o tome?
You know, I always hear devotees quoting Prabhupada. In this way or in that way, because no, Prabhupada no, 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 told so many things.
Jer Prabhupada je dao toliko puno stvari.
No, you can you can take according to your whatever is your motivation, whatever you want to hear from Prabhupada, you can find definitely a quote about it.
Kako god je vaša motivacija ili namjera, možete naći takav izvod od Šila Prabhupada da ga uzmete.
Isn't it? Kadada. That's you have folio, Kadada. You can find quotes about everything, not? Favor and also against.
Najgore kada Prabhu je potvrdio da možete naći na foliju, to su sva sabrana dela Šila Prabhupada, sud možete naći argument za argument protiv.
And it nerves me a little, you know, actually not much.
I to me malo nervira, u stvari malo više.
Because everyone who has a certain motivation or interest to prove something, then they go through the whole folio of Prabhupada, take out all this information, say, here, see what Prabhupada says.
Jer kako želi nešto da potvrdi, da istakne, onda ide kroz taj folio, svatno na lijeva Šila Prabhupada, nađe to, uzme to i kaže, evo vam, vidite.
Prabhupada uvač, Prabhupada said, no, Prabhupada said.
Prabhupada je rekao.
No, did not about Prabhupada said.
Nisi znao što je Prabhupada rekao.
No, this no, you can say everything Prabhupada said. No, Prabhupada also said that.
Možete reći bilo što Prabhupada je to rekao. Prabhupada je rekao i ovo.
So we can take everything from Prabhupada, you know what he said, but ultimately Prabhupada also said, you know, astrology is also has a good side.
Možemo naći s oba dvije strane naći što je Prabhupada rekao. Tako da isto rekao da astrologija ima dobru stranu.
It can be helpful, you know. If the astrologer is qualified.
Ako je astrolog kvalifikovan.
Has to be bona fide astrologer. Like a bona fide guru, you know. Do you need also bona fide astrologer?
Postoji vjerodostojan astrolog kao što postoji vjerodostojni guru.
Because there's many charlatan astrologer and charlatan guru and charlatan... doctors.
Postoji puno šarlatana, lažnih gurua, astrologa, doktora.
We cannot say now because one astrologer told something bad that all astrologers now are bad.
Ne možete reći zato što jedan astrolog rekao nešto loše da je sada sve loše. Da su svi astrologi loši.
I would say ultimately you can get your own experience, but ultimately also I have to understand the stars cannot tell you everything, so ultimately we have to also depend on Krishna, especially.
Mogu vam reći da svako od nas može da napravi svoje iskustvo kako želi, ali na kraju krajeva zvijezde nam ne mogu sve reći zato što zavisimo od Krišne.
Like Prabhupada himself, he consulted astrologers, he consulted Ayurvedic doctors and other doctors also.
Kao Prabhupada sam, on je konsultovao astrologe, vedske doktore i sam.
So, like there's one famous thing where Prabhupada, one astrologer told him, it seems to be that according to your horoscope, every 11 years something special happens.
Kao što je Šila Prabhupada jedan astrolog rekao, prema tvom horoskopu svakih 11 godina će se nešto izuzetno desiti u tvom životu.
1922,
zapiši.
1922, you met your guru Maharaj.
A on mu je rekao, srećeš svog guru Maharaj.
Bhakti se tam za Sarasvati Thakur. 11 years later, 1933, you accepted initiation from him.
Prihvatite inicijaciju od njega.
1944, 11 years later,
1944, 11 godina kasnije,
you started to, to print back to Godhead.
Počinješ da štampaš časopis povratak kući nazad Bogu.
Because you read Back to Godhead, it's written, founded in 1944,
yeah,
right?
Proper? Povratak kući nazad Bogu je 1944.
Prabhupada, he printed the first Back to Godhead magazine.
Tako je Prabhupada štampao prvi primjerak od časopisa, prvi broj.
1955. You left your home.
Napustit ćeš svoj dom.
To accept sannyas.
Da prihvatiš sannyas.
1966. What happened?
Pa se desilo?
He founded ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Osnovao je ISKCON, Međunarodno društvo za svjesnost Krishna.
And then they asked him, the astrologer didn't tell him. But then he asked, what will happen in 1977?
Astrolog mu nije rekao, ali Šila Prabhupada je pitao, šta će se desiti 1977?
And Prabhupada himself he told, that may be the end.
I onda je Prabhupada rekao, to će možda biti kraj.
Yeah, 1977 he passed away.
I 1977 Šila Prabhupada je otišao.
So, that an astrologer told him.
A to mu je rekao astrolog.
So we cannot say it's completely wrong.
Tako da ne možemo reći da je to potpuno pogrešno.
Of course we don't have to accept everything absolute, you know, but certain things may be helpful.
Naravno, ne možemo prihvatiti to kao nešto apsolutno.
Like in Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada many times he wrote about astrologer that in Vedic time, and also he recommended to his disciples, when you marry, you know, it's always astrologer you consult.
Ali neke stvari su korisne. Tako da Šila Prabhupada, načinimo da u svojim knjigama savjetovao brake, na primjer kad se žene udaju, devojke, mislim kad brak se sklapa, da onda se konsultuje astrolog.
If the boy and the girl is fitting together psychologically, physically, karmically.
Ako dečko i devojka se uklapaju lepo psihički, fizički, karmički.
It has to an astrologer, a good astrologer he can check.
Dobar astrolog to može da proveri.
Or where to build a house.
Ili gde izgraditi kuću.
Or what time to... In India, even nowadays, they don't do any move, no travel, without consulting astrologer.
U Indiji je tako i dan danas. Ljudi nigde ne kreću ni na put bez toga da konsultuju astrologa.
And then Prabhupada also did sometimes. He didn't travel as a Thursday.
Srila Prabhupada je to također radio. On nije putovao nikad četvrtkom.
Because one astrologer told me, on Thursday you should not travel.
I jedan Srila Prabhupada je rekao, jedan astrolog mi je rekao, četvrtkom nemoj putovati.
So Prabhupada never made tours or traveled with airplanes on Thursday.
Tako da Srila Prabhupada nikad nije putovao, pravio turneje ili putovao avionom četvrtkom.
So... Of course, it doesn't mean now that every one of us that we should not travel on Thursday. That's his horoscope.
To samo znači da svi mi ne trebamo putovati četvrtkom.
So everyone has to find out which day you should travel and which day not.
Tako da svakog vas treba da pronađe koji je dan za njega kad treba da putuje kad ne.
Of course, it can also be a little complicated. You have to every day you have to consult, call your astrologer. What do you think today? Should I move today out of the house or not?
Naravno, možda postane malo komplikovano, kad sad ja moramo da zovemo svog astrologa. Kaži mi, molite, da danas izađem iz kuće ili ne?
So, should I go to the job today or not?
Da danas idem na posao ili ne?
Therefore, certain things also have to be a little human sense.
Zato za određene stvari mora da ima malo jednako ljudskog nekog osjećaja.
Okay, can we stop now?
There is one more. Can I
stay? No, it's late now. No, we should stop now.
Okay.
It's 9:00. People also have to go home, you know. Otherwise, we also become like these Tamaguna people, going to bed at 1:00, 2:00.
Rekao se Guru Maharaj, ima još jedno pitanje tamo. Onda je Guru Maharaj rekao, dosta je za danas 9 sati. Inače, ako sad ne stanemo i mi ćemo da postanemo kod onih Tamaguna ljudi koji ležu 1-2 sata iza ponoći.
Good, Hare Krishna. See you tomorrow.
Viva Krishna, Sita Prabhu ki.
I can spoil it. I can spoil it.
spoken with other Sutta Prabhupada. We would like to ask you. Bakte, pre nego što se raziđete
sada,
da vam kažemo, programi su sutra i preksutra od 6 sati u hramu i ako želite, molim vas za male donacije da pokrijemo troškove dolaska boravka Guru Maharadža i donacije možete dati i nada Suti Prabhu i meni. Hvala lepo.
I hope he thought like that. I hope he thought it is like that. I cannot guarantee. Maybe he has another explanation.
Sutra je prekstra u hramu, bakte.
Connected with some person, because he's mentioned the letter to somebody.
That's other problems. Our names are anyway temporary in this world.
Yeah.
In the spiritual world, we have a real name.
Everyone has a nice name in the spiritual world. I would like to know.
This is Svarupananda.
Yeah, I recognize him. He became big man, huh?
Fat man. Yes. He's director of one company.
Really?
Yeah. Good businessman.
Nice to see
him. VIP.
No, he still looks the same. Only a little bigger.
Now I own.
Huh?
Now I own.
Yeah. The only big, I would say, you always can say to the people that they say, yo, and you can tell them, I just became a little more round up.
Yes, round up.
I'm not so much, I don't have so much corners anymore, I became more round up now.
Mr. Sutta, enter a bog, enter a bog, bog je enter, a materija, ventanje, materija, energija, moje ime Sirov Sveta, poznato, ja sam dobro, ali Bog je poredio, to je poznato, ali je najviše, 20, najviše, 10 godina, čestite, ukrano u mojim,
You have best regards from Nitai Chandra and Bhagavan Maya. They're in the floor near Vicenza in Prabhupada Desh. I visited them a few days ago. I got back and